Once again, let me just welcome brothers and sisters, wherever you are, to this gospel meeting, gospel gathering, whereby Jesus Christ is exalted without compromise, Brother John.
Mulungu wa ilola ndiku wika kuhikazika nthawi imene Kristo wapachikidwa amale mekezidwa ndiku kwezidwa wosa josera kabina kuonje zira.
You have no any other message but Christ, the revealed one to the erect only.
Tili mbele kutenga wina utitikoza kula ligira kuma Kristo yeka ovumbulukayo basi.
And the revealed Christ is the hidden gospel that will be preached with the few, to the few, so that the counted number should believe the gospel.
Ndiyotu Kristu wa mene ndoojita uvungulu sidwayo, ndu utenga okao mene ndoobisiga. Umene ndo olali gidwa ndi anku ojeba, ndi boso olali gidwa ama kala ndi ojeba. Mene ojeba ndo ojeba o, ndi amena maka kwa nilisa juwele ngino, jeni janta mene nakulika kumba utenga.
So the few preachers, the few receiveth the message. When you add this few and few, few plus few, it comes to the exact number that Christ died for on the cross.
Ndiyo mukamaona anthu ochepa olalikira, kumaso anthu ochepa amene amamvetsera uthengawo, mukaphatikiza ochepa olalikira ndi ochepa omvera, akakhala pamodzi, amene ndi amene amakakwanirisa chiwerengero chenicheni chodziwika bwino chimene Yesu Khristu anachifera pa mtanda.
We never preach the rumors of the Bible as religious groups of people are doing, but we preach the exact message that has been revealed to us, and we are the true witnesses of this.
Kuma kuti ife ndimalalikira uthenga weni wabwino umene uli mbaibulo, umene Bible limafotokozera, umene ndi ovumbulusidwawo.
Previous time we failed to come up with the Isaiah chapter 46, of which today we are on the same chapter, Isaiah chapter 46.
Tawi ya kumbuyo, itinalepera kuti tikwanirise kugawana mawu chokera mbuku la Isaiah 46. Chifuaja mvula ndiko leroli tili mbuku lomwe ula Isaiah 46.
I'll start reading from verse 3 downwards of Isaiah 46, and Brother John who followed.
Ndino tiyamba kuwele ngafu ya mbila pandimeke ya usifiri mbuku la Isaiah 46.
He hearkened unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb.
Mvera mine banja la Yakobo, ndio tsara wonse abanja la Israeli, amene ndakunyamula ani kuyambira mimba ndi kukusenzani chibadwire.
And even to your old age I am he, and even to her hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
Ngakhale mpaka mudzakalamba ine ndine, ndipo ngakhale mpaka tisira imvi ine ndizakusenza ninu, ndalenga, ndipo ndizanyamula, inde ndizasenza, ndizapulumutsa.
To whom will ye liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like?
Kodi muzandifanizira ndiani? Ndikundilinganiza, ndikundierekezera, kuti ife tifanane.
They lavish gold out of the bag, and wear silver in the balance, and hire God's beef, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship.
Amene ataya golidi, natulusa mtumba, ndikuyesa siliva, ndimuyeso, iwo alemba osula golidi. Iye apanga nazo mlungu, iwa gwada pansi, inde alambira.
They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth from his place, shall he not remove? Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet that he not answer nor serve him out of his trouble.
Iwo amanyamula mlungu mlungu wapewa na usenza na ukazika malomaje nukala jiriri pa malo pachepo tuza suntika inde wina adzafulira kumasunga ate kuyanka kapena kupulumutsa nzovuta zache.
Remember this and show yourselves men, bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors.
Kumbukirani ichi ni mujirimike muzikumbukiranso ola kwa inu.
Remember the former things of God, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me.
Kumbukirani zintu zoyamba zakare, kuti ine ndine mulungu, ndipo palibe nso wina. Ine ndine Yehova, ndipo palibe nso wina wofana na ndine.
Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, and saying it, my counsel shall stand, I will do all my pleasure.
Ndilalikira zachimaliziro kuyambira pachiyambi, ndikuyambira nthawi zakare, ndinena zinthu zimenezi zinachitidwe, ndikunena uphungu wanga udzakhala, ndipo ndizachita zofuna zanga zonse.
Calling Lebanon's bed from the east, and the man that executed my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass, I have purposed it, I will also do it.
Ndiita nambala meyerusa kuchokera kumawa, ndiye munthu wa uphungu wanga, kuchokera kudziko la kutali, inde ndanena, ndizachionesa, ndinasimikiza ntima, ndizachichitanso.
Yaken Anthony, you stout-hearted that are far from lashes, 13. I bring nigher my lashesness, he shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. I'll praise salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory.
Verani ne inu, olimba ntima, amene muri kutali ndi chirungamo. Ndiyandikizisa chifupi, chirungamo changa, sichidzakhala patali. Ndipo chipulumutso changa, sichidzachedwa. Ndipo ndizayika chipulumutso mziyoni, cha kwa Israeli ulemerero wanga.
May the Lord bless the leading of his word.
Ambuye adalise kuwerenga kwa mawu ake.
Today is another day that we are looking in this chapter 46 of Isaiah.
Leroro nditsikulina so limene tikuyangana mu buku ya Isaiah 46.
What amazes me most is how Isaiah wrote this book of Isaiah prophet prophesying.
Kumari chomwe chikundidabusa kwambiri ndi mmene Isaiah mneneri anakalembera buku ili la ulosi.
Before we prolong, let us remind each other that Isaiah, first of all, he was a sinner.
Tisa na vidilize, tatene poyamba tukumbusane kunena kuti Isaiah tu poyamba anali mpochima.
He was very wicked.
Anali munthu wa ofoka kapena kuti wazola kwa ndithu.
Very wretched and blind to the things of God.
Anali munthu woyipa ndithu komanso wakhungu pa zinthu zokhuza Mulungu.
But for him to start preaching, declaring, prophesying his mysterious gospel, it takes God himself to draw Isaiah to himself.
Komatu sona kuti Isaiah uyuyu ayambe kulalikira, kunenera, kulankhula zinthu zokhuza Mulungu. Zinachita kutengera Mulungu mwini wache kumupoka Isaiah kumsendeza chifupi naye.
Because when we read Isaiah chapter 6, verse 7 downwards, it says,
chifatika mawe lenga mbuku la Isaiah chapter 6, ndi mega 7, kutsika pansia kunena kuti.
Verse 7 says, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged thee.
Na kuzanaro kukamwa kwanga nati, taona iji ija kuzamiromo yako, ndipo mpulupulu zako za josirwa, zojima zako za wamboledwa.
So before the crow touched the mouth of Isaiah, Isaiah was very sinful, wretched, and he had nothing that he can speak of God. And for Isaiah to start declaring and preaching this gospel, it takes God to descend unto where Isaiah was and touched his lips and changed him and purged away the sins.
Ndipo kuti zifika pamulingo wakuti Isaiah asifike, zinachita kutengera mulungu mwini wache, kusika kumwamba ndikukampeza kumene Isaiah anali, ndikukamukhuza milomo yake kumusintha moyo wache.
It even touched the mouth that would be speaking, because if the mouth would be not touched with the call of God, then he would be preaching religion.
Ndiye anachita kuti ukamukhuza ngakhale milomo yake ndikhala la moto, chifukwa ngati milomo yako imene kufika kukalalikira sinakhuzidwe ndikhala la moto limenelo, ndiye kuti uzalalikira chipembedzo.
It was that call that touched his lips that takes away the sins, touched away the sins.
Ndiye kuti linalikhala la moto limene linamukhuza pakamwa pake, limene linakachosa mphulupulu zake, limene linakafafaniza zolakwa zake.
Now Isaiah is blessed because his sins has been purged away.
We are blessed
unless if God purged away our sins.
When our sins
were purged, it was long time back when Christ died on the cross. That very first time on the cross was the purging process of the sins of his own elect. If you are one on the wrist, in the wrist, at the wrist, of the purged away sins by Christ, you are blessed. What a comfort to be one of them.
Verse 8.
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord, which means God opened his ears, saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me.
Ndimera kuti ndipo ndinamva mawu ambuye akuti ndizatuma yani. Ndiye kuti poyamba panali kusegulidwa kwakhudu kuti akamve tsopano. Ndipo ndani adzatumikira ife? Ndipo ine ndinati, ndine pano, munditumize ine.
Isaiah responded to the language of God that here I am, send me, because first of all the sins has been purged away and the ears has been opened to the mysterious gospel, mysterious word of God.
Ndiyo Yesaya anazakwanisa tsono kuyankha kuti ndili pano ambuye munditume, chifukwa chonena kuti poyamba panali kutsegulidwa kwa makhutu kuti akamve, ndi kutsegulidwa kwa pakamwa kuti akhozese mwana kukala mvula chinsinsi cha uthenga wabwino.
If God would have never purged away your sins, you would have been nobody to the things of God, and you can never hear the gospel if he left you to yourself.
Ngatitu Mulungu sangachite kukhuza kuchosa machimo ako, ndiye kuti iweyo suli kanthu, ndipo sungathe kulankhula kapena kuchita pazinthu.
Isaiah managed to say here I am because he started hearing the language of God. If God open your ears and eyes, then the communication will be good because you'll be hearing the language of God. Language of God will be heard by the elect only, the people whom Christ died for on the cross. So if you manage to hear this language, mysterious language of God, then you are blessed. What a comfort to be one of them.
Verse 9,
and he said, go, that is God commissioning Isaiah, and tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not.
Pamene mundime yake anayeniyo, mukaona, ambuye mulungu sopano akuyankhula ndi Yesaya kunena kuti, ndipo iye anati, kauze, ndipo iye anati, kauze anthu akusunza kuti mulungu anamtuma Yesaya sono akumupa sauti ntchito yonena kuti akagwire. Kauze anthu awa, imvani inu ndithu, koma osazindikira, yang'anani inu ndithu, koma osaziwisa.
So you can see the pattern and kind of the gospel that Isaiah is to preach to the people. The gospel itself will manage to open and shut doors of others. If you preach the gospel, others will hear indeed but understand not. Others will see indeed but perceive not.
So
what was the gospel that Isaiah was commissioned to? This is Christ of the scripture. That's what Isaiah was commissioned to. If you are the one of the elect, you have been given this gospel that will bring brightness to us and open the eyes to us.
It is the gospel, it is the message,
it is Christ that opens and shut doors. So here again the Lord is speaking to Isaiah, never expect the whole people to perceive the gospel that you're going to preach. Here you can see that the message that God is putting in Isaiah is the little God speaking to the people, not of Isaiah. Because when we see the Genesis of Isaiah, he is a bad person. Because when we read verse 5 of Isaiah chapter 6, it says, then said I, who is me for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Kwa mukama wenenga mbukula Yesaya mwe chata 60 mege ya 5 akulankula kuti Yesaya ywa mayankula ndipo ine ndinati soka kwa ine kifuwa ndatedwa kifuwa ndili muntu wa milomo yonyansa ndikhala pakati pa anthu wa milomo yonyansa kifuwa kuti maswanga aona mfumu Yehova wa makamu.
So you can see Isaiah from confessing the exact him he is before the Lord. Before the scriptures or the gospel is revealed to you, once you started seeing this gospel, the real you will preach to yourself.
Ngati suna vunguluka kapena ngati suna onesedwe pa iweyo poyamba zeni zeni zako zimene iweyo makazira kulikira kapena zimene umazifotokozera.
You know and say, I am a who myself.
Second
thing, you know 100% of yourself that you are totally undone. For one to realize that he is undone is only when the scriptures or when Christ is revealing himself to you, then you see yourself, whom are you before Christ.
Ndipo kapo pamene utenga wabwino kapena kuti Yesu Kristu wavumbuluka mkati mwake ndi amamuonesera sopano zeni zimene iyeyo ali kuti ali ndi chani.
Being undone, meaning there is nothing good in you. You are very sinful and wretched and blind to the things of God.
Kawadu muntu osakwa, zikutambuza kunena kuti iweyo kwa iyo weka, suli kandu ndiwe muntu wachimwa, ndiwe muntu wakhungu pazinduzo kuza Mulungu palibe chimene iwe umachiziwa.
Being undone, it means you tried your level best, but you have failed and you concluded that there is nothing good in me. The third thing, he saw himself that he is 100% having unclean lips. Which means he saw whatever he spoke, that he speaks evil and he speaks 100% liars of himself. The fourth thing, he confesses that he dwelleth in the midst of a people of unclean lips. He is knowing the genesis of himself, even in the time of worship that he had, that preamble time, was very wretched, with the full of unclean lips, hypocrisizing themselves. Here Isaiah is confessing that where he is coming from, there is nothing good. He has been dwelling with the people of unclean lips. Meaning he's coming from false religion. Meaning himself, he was having the false religion in himself, and is coming from the Pharaoh, the people of false religion. Nothing good but hypocrisy is what he is.
So
amaziona kuti akuchokera kuanda kuchipembedzo chabodza ndipo kuti iyeyo wakhalali pakati pachipembedzo chabodza mmene muchipembedzo chabodza simmakuzinamo kavukena kanose kamuno mabodza.
So being a person worshiping idolatry with the people who worship idolatry false religion, God opened his eyes so that he should see the King, the Lord of
hosts.
So once the eyes has been opened, the real Isaiah was come to himself and see that now I am who, because I am undone. But blessed was Isaiah, because even in thought he was confessing that he is totally undone, but what encouraged most was Isaiah was a chosen person whom the Lord chose before the foundation of the world. If you are a chosen person, these things will happen to you, seeing yourself, because you have seen the King, you have seen the revealed pastor.
So
because Isaiah confesses that he is a God, having unclean lips, coming from the unclean lips groups, the Lord came with the seraphim, in the seraphims, and with the call, right call, and touched his horn on the mouth. If God will come on your way, he will touch your ribs, he will touch your hands, he will patch away the sins, and you realize that this has happened all wrong time back on the cross when Christ was dying. Now, when your tongues, your mouth, your hand, your full yourself, your sins has been passed away, then you have a singular message that you're going to preach out of Christ and
Christ.
Now, you have nothing of yourself, but preach the exact message that will bring division to the people. Others who hear but understood it not. Others who see it but perceive not. Verse 10. Make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed.
Nenepe saa, nima wantu wawa, nemele saa makutu wawo, kusege masu wawo, anga unendi masu wawo, anga nze, nima kutu wawo, anga zindikini, nima wawo, na kumila asu, na jindikini.
So here you can see that it's God who knows that his people, if I will not do other way around, then they will hear the message, they will see the message, they will see Christ, but let
Yesu Kristo. Amwina kutukuna Yesu Kristo. Kavetukuna kutukuna
kutukuna. The real reason of the gospel is for blinding the people and opening the others.
Mwina kutukuna 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 kutukuna.
Let us go back to the book of Isaiah 46 that we have read. Thereby it says, verse 3, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnants of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the end, which are planted from the womb. Here we see God speaking to the house of Jacob. This Jacob is the same Jacob that's born to this family. Isaac and
Rebecca.
He is the same Jacob from Romans chapter 9 says, Jacob I love and Esau I hate. We see that his name Jacob was a trickster. But and he saw that God changed his name to Israel. But here he is speaking the very first name of Jacob, that name of Trickster. So you can hear, you can see how the Lord works. He's speaking the name just to show how wicked a man is, but how graceful he is. Being wicked, but blessed because of the richness of God upon that person. Again, here it is showing you that when God is doing something to you, he never see you as a righteous man, but very wicked, but blessed by himself and chosen by himself. So the big king is speaking to the house of Jacob, speaking to the chosen house, even though they are sinners but have been saved by grace. Again, he's speaking to all the remnant of the house of Israel. When we say the remnant, we are talking about the only remaining, the only chosen, the only selected, and the only that have found place because others have been left for themselves. So this house of Israel is the same house of Jacob that found grace, found favor in the eyes of God, and the Lord is speaking to them, not to everybody. When the gospel is preached, it's a selective gospel whereby it grows to the erect and left themselves the unerected.
kutanga ndipo mupatira kuti wosachidwa ndai yomwe umakhala kukusiya tena
who are the house of Jacob or who are the house of Israel
kodi anyumba yako kundani kapena kapena nyumba ya Israel
these are the descendants of the three said which are born by me from the belly. So you can see how safe they are as a children before God. Tense. You have been born from the beginning by God. And which are carried from the womb. God, when we read Deuteronomy chapter 1, sons, chapter 1, verse
1.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. It says, and in the wilderness, where thou hast deceived me, now that the Lord thy God beareth thee, as a man goeth bear his son, in all the way that ye went, until you come into this place. Salvation is not fixed up with minds of people.